I think about being smaller every single day. It's the biggest thing on my mind. I've never been a small girl in any sense of the word. Not my body, not my shoe size, not my height, not my personality, not the decibel I speak at, not the echo of my laugh. I've always wished to be smaller in all ways, but mostly in one way. And there's proof of it everywhere. In the paint chip on the wall that I've kicked my bathroom scale into when the number on it wasn't small enough. In my notes app with my measurements that haven't gotten any smaller since the last time I checked them. The smaller clothes in a donation bag that I reluctantly give away, even though I should know by now that a smaller body might not be meant for me if it's a fight every day to keep it. And the thought of being small is not small at all. Oh, do I wish it were. It towers over me while I brush my teeth and stare at my body in the mirror each morning. It's larger than the amount of protein I try to pack in each day and louder than the music blaring in my ears at the gym, while I desperately try to do one thing and one thing only. Being small is my biggest dictator. And I know that years of people pointing out my lack of smallness made me feel as small as can be. And I only wish that the sticks and stones could have shrunk me physically instead of mentally, but that has never been the case. And it's funny because no one that matters to me has ever wished for me to be smaller or shorter or to wear a different shoe size. They've never asked me to speak a smaller amount of words or laugh in a smaller tone or talked among themselves about my shirt not being a size small. The people that are larger than life to me don't need me to be small. They don't want me to either. They want me to be exactly how I am. And I wonder if my smallness will ever be a small thing. Because the heaviness of wanting to be lighter is something I have not spent a day not carrying. Because I know for certain the day will come that I regret in big ways spending so much time missing both the big and small things for fear I wasn't small enough to be worthy of them.